The following was recorded on Saturday, March 7th, 2015, for the Prayer Warrior Network. This is Solomon Muhammad of the Mississauga Prayer Group sharing about his outreach ministry.
Well, most of you know my name already, Solomon Muhammad, and my wife is Pam. And I just want to share a little bit as to who we really are. You can tell from my last name that I was a Muslim. And most of you don't know, but my wife comes from a Hindu background. So I come from a Muslim background. My wife comes from a Hindu background. And in our country, those two do not mix. But by the grace of God, we fell in love. And the Lord had a purpose for us. And we are now experiencing God's blessing and walking in that purpose He had for us. We come to know the Lord about 36, 37 years ago. And when we come to the Lord, we says, okay, we are on our way to heaven. We don't have to do anything else until the Lord spoke to me and says, nuh-uh, your walk with me now begins. And we did not realize where that walk will take us. Because you see, I was in the computer industry. And I did a very high-paying job. I traveled across the United States and Canada installing computer systems. Until one day the Lord says, this is no longer for you. The Lord spoke to me that where He wants me to be was in Pakistan. So which means I have to give up my high-paying job, take my three kids and my beautiful wife, and go to a land where, according to Islam, they have a law in the Quran and the Hadith that states, it's called the law of the apostates. And the law of the apostates states that anyone who takes the life of one who have turned from Islam has straight entrance into heaven. And the Lord is taking me and my family into that country where you know from the news what goes on in Pakistan. But we have to trust the Lord that this is what His will for us is and be obedient to it. So we sold everything we had and we left for the mission field. We took everything, we sold everything we have, and we give it to the mission field, to the mission organization, to use that to keep us in the field. So most of our support for what we have to do in Pakistan was come from ourselves. So we were in a self-supporting missionary. We trusted the Lord. And He tells us in the book of Malachi, test me and see how I'll throw open the floodgates of heaven and what? Yeah. Bless you. And He never failed from His promises. And we are living under that blessing that He has blessed us with because we trusted Him. We returned back from the mission field. This is about 21 or 22 years. And we venture out to reach out to our community. When Mississauga Prayer Group was formed, our intention was to reach 1,000 homes. But the Lord spoke to me and says, my vision is not your vision. Your vision is too small. And He says the whole city. So what we did, we systematically, every other Saturday, between 15 to 35 of us, every other Saturday, winter nor summer, nor snow nor shine, we went out. And we put the Jesus DVD into every home, into every apartment, into every town house. But the Lord, after we finished Mississauga, the Lord says, there is much more to be done. And He opens our vision to the four corners of this world. So wherever the Lord opens the door, we go in. And I keep telling people, one of the things that we at Mississauga Prayer Group do not worry about is finances. Because we know if He opens the door, who will have to provide? He have to provide. So whatever we do, we are doing it by faith that He will meet all of our need, and He never fails us. We are into Pakistan, and we are hoping the population of Pakistan is a 181 million people. And we are hoping within 5 years to reach that 181 million people. We have 7 full-time workers in Pakistan that we are paying for. And they're going out 6 days a week. And we have a van, I call it the Batmobile. And it goes into all the, she goes in areas that we will not venture. We'll be too scared to go. But these are Muslim converts. They know what they come from and they know what Jesus means to them. And they're willing to lay their lives on the line for the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been constantly being thrown into prison. I notice they have done this to me. I did that when I was in Pakistan as a missionary. And the Lord keep opening our vision to do more. So I'll be traveling in a few weeks, going back to my country, South America, Guyana. And we are hoping to put the DVD and a copy of God's Word and a track into every home in Guyana. I'm going back in 2 weeks to do all the planning for that. And the same we are doing in Malawi, we are working in Malawi through the medical university. And the last report I have is that every meeting they got about 20 people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And just with our, and wherever the Lord opens a door. But Mississauga Prayer Group is not only we want to go tell people the good news. We don't believe just go and says, Jesus loves you, here's the good news, how you can be saved. No, we want to get involved in their lives. So the way we get involved is that we provide physical help to them. If they're in need of food, we will provide food. We give them gift certificates. They can go to the grocery stores and buy groceries, no alcohol or cigarettes. We help our senior citizens, or those of our senior citizens who cannot afford to keep up with their bills because of the amount of money they're receiving, we are pitching in to help. So wherever families are calling and they're asking, we are there to help in that way. And we also are involved in helping a lot of other groups starting, smaller groups. So like I said to my brothers when I were chatting with them, our house is like a, what you call these step that goes, keep going, a revolving door or escalator, put it this way. People are coming in and out all week. This is how it is with us, with Mississauga Prayer Group. And our phone keeps ringing because all of the packets that we are distributing, our aim is to put the packets into the home and give them an opportunity to view the Jesus film, to read the track, and then we offer, at the back of it, it says we offer a Bible, a free Bible. Okay? And also it says that a copy of a flyer that accompanies that says, you know, if you're in need of prayer or whatever your circumstances, we will lift you up in prayer. Not only that, we are willing to provide physical help, but we also state that there is a limit to how much we can do. We do not like to give finances, money out. If we do give money, I investigate it before we do. Okay? That's how we do it. And we are hoping by the grace of God, by doing this, that many will come to know Christ. And one of the things that Mississauga Prayer Group do not get involved in is discipleship. And the reason why we chose not to get into discipleship is that we want to be in the trenches. We want to be there taking the word out. So when I'm getting the calls and people wanting to find a church or wanting to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ, obviously we will meet with them, we'll discuss it. Then we fit them into a church that we know, a Bible-believing church. So this way it frees us up to get in, to continue in the trenches, because it is very, very important that we do that. Now, I was asked to cover three questions, and I covered one of them already. Is this the overall picture of dropping these packets into every home is to give them an opportunity to know that there is a better way, and that way is to Jesus Christ. And they can give us a call. We will discuss with them. Like yesterday, a gentleman called me from our distribution at the UTM, the Mississauga, the Toronto University of Toronto, Mississauga campus. A Muslim guy who wants to know more about Jesus. And he's asking all these questions. So the guys who cannot answer the question, they give it to me so I can answer all of his question. So this is what we do. That's the overall picture, is to draw people to Christ and put them into churches and have the churches take on the responsibility to disciple them. The next question I was asked to cover is, how do we get so many volunteers to come and help us to accomplish the tasks that we do? Mm-hmm. Well, I look at it in the sense from the Old Testament, and I look at Nehemiah. As a leader, as one of the leader of Mississauga Prayer Group, I figure that if I'm going to be a leader, then I must be a prayerful leader. So one of the things that I commit myself to every day is to spend time on my knees before my God and to lift everything up we do in prayer. But not only do I petition the Lord, but I also let people know as to what is going on and ask them through the emails and through messages that I have preached already that I send out to encourage them. But I leave it all up to the Holy Spirit to move in their lives. I do not worry about it. I tell people I do not worry about finances because it's not my job to worry about. He calls, he has to supply. Simple as that. Okay? So that's how we get so much people to come out and help us. And I leave it at that. And I make my lovely Pakistani chai. And I provide a breakfast because in our culture, this is how we do things. And this is how the New Testament church did it, right? And we get between every distribution, we get between 15 to 35 people will show up, okay? So that's how we get all these volunteers. As a leader, we got to commit ourselves to prayer. And don't worry about how much will show up. I tell people, if we're going out for distribution and nobody shows up, I alone will go. Mm-hmm. Because this is a commitment we have to the Lord, that we will go. That's how we were able to complete all of Mississauga. And I tell you this, one second. I tell you this. If you're doing your city, and if the doors are not open, you come back and you pray about that door, and that door will open to you.
That's true.
Because we are seeing miracles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a question?
How many overall have you given out?
In Mississauga, Brampton, I would average about 600,000.
600,000 homes?
600,000 DVDs. We have done
1,000,
and each DVD.
600,000 DVDs, not people.
No, 600,000 DVDs, and in North America, you times 600,000 times 4.5. Okay, in Pakistan, we are now over 500,000, and it is 500,000. That's 500,000 times 20.
20 people.
Yeah, in Pakistan. The ratio there is much higher than North America. Okay. And the next question that I was asked to, what are the responses? Well, I do not dwell too much on responses because I have seen so many churches, so many missionaries get very discouraged because they're looking for responses. That is not my job. My job is to present Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and risen. That's my job. The Holy Spirit's job is to do the convictions of the heart. So if I'm going to worry about what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do in the lives of people, I'm not going to get anywhere. So I leave that up to the Holy Spirit to do. And we are getting, what? I was talking to Sister Standy. Got a call from Mr. Sukram, a Hindu, because of that. What I'm experiencing, that the DVDs people are not throwing it away. They're calling us from areas that we did 3 years ago. They're calling. So we are constantly receiving calls, and all day long calls are coming in like that. So I do not dwell on the fruits. The fruits is in the Holy Spirit's job. I know when I go to heaven, then I'll meet everybody there. That
that's a thrill if someone calls.
Oh, yes.
Today,
well, Yesterday I mailed out two packages to, one is going to a Bible, one lady who asked for a Bible, another one is a Muslim from Afghanistan, okay? So this is how constantly we are in. So we do not keep, I do not have the time to keep records, put it this way, of all that is, all the calls that are coming in and all these things. I do not have time for that because I'm too involved in planning and organizing and going out and doing outreach. My wife and I, we not only do this here in Mississauga and in these countries that I imagine, but everywhere we go, we got to discipline ourselves that we are his disciples, we are his mouth, we are his hands, we are his eyes. If you go to the gas station, you make sure that that is an opportunity to talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you go. If we're crossing the border, we are talking to them. We are in a plane. Hey, when you're up in there, they can't go anywhere.
Huh?
Yes. When I go in a cruise ship, I tell them plain and straight, I'm back.
Yeah.
The minute this cruise ship, every single day, we're there 15 days on a cruise ship, every day I take one deck at a time. And I work out the whole crew. We are the most popular passenger in the cruise ship. We are going in September for almost, for 20, how many days? 23 days. And we are going to go meet Putin. The Russian, I'm taking Bibles and DVDs in their language. We are going to 11 countries. And all those 11 countries will hear about Christ because we got to share Christ.
Amen.
But I end with this. We can only do this, and this is so important that we don't forget this. Right? We can only do this when we come before him daily in quality time, in his word, in prayer, and we must discipline ourselves to wait on him, not run ahead of him. When we run ahead of him, we get ourselves into trouble. We must discipline ourselves to wait on him. When we wait on him, he will open the doors for us. Okay? And when we wait on him and he opens the doors, we got to take that opportunity and don't let go of it to share God's good news, because it tells us in the book of Jude that we are called to what? Snatch people from the fire. We are in the 911 business. If this house is on fire and Brad called the fire department and the guy says, oh, Brad, give us about 15 minutes. We're having our coffee and donut now. And by that time, when we finish, we'll come. By the time they arrive, what happens? And we have to have this mindset. Say, so much people are dying without having that opportunity to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be ready in season and out season to share the good news. People come to my door, real estaters and all these newspaper people. Hey, before you go, I want to tell you about Jesus. I got DVDs, Bible tracts all ready. We give it to them. So we take every opportunity. Nobody is difficult in a sense. It's when the Holy Spirit does his work. I knew the price that I had to pay when I give my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, because I come from a very staunch Muslim home. And my families are Muslim missionaries, you got to say. And if you go into South Florida, the mosques are run by my family. So we are considered to be the black sheep of the family. But praise the Lord. I'd rather be called a black sheep for Jesus.
I think another thing to remember is that most of the people in our communities, while they're not Muslim, mm-hmm. they are citizens of the world. They mm-hmm. have a worldview. And they are having to give that up mm-hmm. to become Christians too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I find very, very difficult for people to the whole idea, you know, my kids play hockey on Sunday, I'm not going to church. Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
The world has taken over mm-hmm. North America, certainly mm-hmm. this part of North America, and most people's religion is hockey or something like that. It's not.
And this is a very much reason why we should be more diligent
yeah.
in our walk with him, to go out and share the good news and take every opportunity. That's why I encourage people. You walk with Bibles and DVDs and tracts wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you talk to people.
I hear you.
Share it everywhere you go. Like I'll just share this one last example. I was with my entire family on a cruise. And as we go out from every island, We know every island, what language, Spanish or whatever it is. So we go out, and when we are coming back in, my knapsack is empty, and the crab grabbed me, one of the cops, and they pulled me aside. So my family is looking, you know, what's happening. And he bent down to me and he says, do you have another Bible I can have? We have people chasing us in the cruise ship. After for a copy of God's word and a Bible or a tract, and they're looking for us. So you just go out and share. I want to encourage you, take every opportunity. We will help you. If you need tracts, we will provide some tracts for you, some Bibles, some DVDs. We will help you along to get going and share God's good news.